the weekend.
You have hit a home run because you found a Good Day Weekend program, the audio version of, I guess this could be the School of the Airwaves. The weekends are devoted on this program to your learning more about health, your well-being, food, and its impact. We love talking about food, and who better to do that than the supermarket guru. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Phil Lempert.
Round of applause. Yeah, there should be applause.
Yes, no, there should be. No. Yes.
Well, you know what Monday is?
Monday is Monday.
No, Monday, October 24th, is the first Food Day 2011. Center for the Science and the Public Interest came up with this idea a few months ago. So Monday, here's the goal. Number one, to reduce diet-related disease by promoting safe, healthy foods. Mm-hmm. Number two, support sustainable farms and limit subsidies to big agribusiness.
Amen to that. I'm
three,
voting for that. Yep.
Expand access to food and alleviate hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Four, protect the environment and animals by reforming factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
Five, promote health by curbing junk food marketing to kids. And six, support fair conditions for food and farm workers.
Yep. You know, one of the things, would you send me that? I don't have it. Send me an email that has that info because I haven't seen that. It's escaped me. One of the things, you hear the thread through that, big farms, sustainable agriculture. There is so much money. This is one of the outrages of our time. You knew as soon as you said what you just said that you'd push my button. The amount of money that
and
is that, in the...
And that's why I'm here.
Yes, thank you. No, I'm happy to oblige. The ag bill that is currently, it's in its fourth year of 5 years. They pass these ag bills that go on for 5-6 years and is supposed to fund various programs. It's so loaded and weighted toward the big ag firms, the ConAgras and that ilk that don't need money.
No, I got to tell you something, and I'll take issue with you on ConAgra.
Okay. 100%. So I'll come up with another one then. Huh?
You know how much money the ConAgra gives to feeding, you know, hungry people,
okay,
especially kids? No, ConAgra is a fabulous company.
Can I leave it as a generic then?
Yes, generic is fine.
The big mega farm industries that are responsible for 99.5% of the problems in our food system are the ones that are getting way more subsidies than the guys who run the family farms, the smaller farms, that are really bringing us back around to what we want in terms of agriculture. I mean, most people don't understand how these subsidies work. They just know that they're longing for fresh food. I noticed Phil lives in Santa Monica a good deal of the time, and I am in Santa Monica. We're almost neighbors. I noticed that there was a new store, I guess we'd call it, a restaurant, called Tender Greens. Have you been there? It's on Arizona.
I saw this
the other day. This was an old fish place, if I remember correctly. And it turned it into an organic kind of... Now, in Santa Monica, you know that there is a little bit more of this kind of stuff.
Everything's organic.
Right, exactly. And the people are a little more focused
pizza
on this.
Pizza is organic.
Yeah, right. The air we breathe there is organic.
Not tasty, but it's organic.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, they underscore...
At least they say it's organic. Sorry.
Right. Antibiotic-free, sustainable, fair, natural, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I say blah, blah, blah because some people have taken this on as a marketing thing, and some people really do it. And I just was curious whether you'd been there yet. And maybe that's where you and I ought to have lunch in the near future.
No, we're going to go for a burger. You know, you need a burger. You haven't had meat in such a long time.
I don't eat burgers, but thank
you. I know.
Anyway. Yeah.
That's fine. We're going to get a burger.
One of the recalls this week, the bagged salads. This speaks to what we're talking about. Would you like to underscore? My question is, why in the world would you do this in the first place? But go ahead.
Well, here's the problem. When we look at, to your point, factory farming, and I'm gonna not only just talk about cows, but whether it's spinach, whether it's cantaloupes, whether it's whatever, what's happening, and that's why we've got this listeria, these salmonella problems, these E. coli problems, it's all about money. It's about how quickly can we produce certain produce or certain meats or whatever else, get them into the market, and not really pay attention to what's, frankly, in my opinion, regular routine food safety techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we keep on having these issues. And whether it's the debate about food safety, you know, if you look at what happened this past week, and I am horrified about this whole issue about the child advertising and nutrition regulations that, you know, basically got thrown out this past week. And by the way, I don't think that we should take Tony the Tiger off of Frosted Flakes. I think that's absurd. But what's happening is we deal with absurdity on all these issues. You know, we have senators and congressmen talking about Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the issue. The issue is we've got a whole bunch of fat kids out there. You know, so we need certain things to happen, and they're not happening because it's all about rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about money. It's
about money. It's about rhetoric.
Yeah.
You know, it's absurd. You know, even if you look, and you and I talked about this months ago, when the whole, you know, Grocery Manufacturers Association came up with the front of package nutrition keys that they've changed the name of because, I don't know, and you know, now the Institute of Medicine has come out with their front of package labeling, and the voluntary group says, well, we don't need it because we've come up with our own. Well, what they came up with is bad, mm-hmm. which is why the Institute of Medicine came up with something better.
Yeah. As long as we have these prepackaged products and things like that, it's going to be a problem. You buy local, you buy fresh. People say, well, I don't know how to do that, or I can't do it, or I can't afford it. And that's something you have said, Phil, for ages is nonsense. Of course you can afford it. In most instances, it's cheaper to buy the local stuff and prepare it rather than go to a fast food restaurant and buy a bunch of garbage.
Absolutely. And, you know, certainly I'll give the caveat, it depends on where you are, where you're listening to us throughout the country. In the middle of Iowa, you know, there's corn. That's about it. You can't get, you know, some fresh produce and so on. But for the most part, if you make food at home, if you're buying whatever produce you can that's locally grown, you're going to save money and you're going to eat healthier.
Yep. All right. Who do we have this week? We have a couple of people, very interesting, very important folks that we're going to introduce, people listening to this program. Would you like to tell us what we're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, first up, we've got Trapper Mark Hells, who's the head of product of Me You Health, which is free web and mobile apps for well-being.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to him about, you know, how the whole mobile technology is really taking over.
Yeah.
And then the author, a doctor, William Davis, Dr. William Davis, MD, who wrote a book called Wheat Belly, Lose the Wheat, Lose the Weight, and Find your Path Back to Health. And I've got some issues with that. You know, we're going to talk about balance. And I think that when you look at any of these diets, whether it's going totally gluten-free or totally protein or whatever else, you're not in balance with what you should be doing.
Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru. If you go to supermarketguru.com, you'll want to sign up for his hits and misses. You want to give us a tease this week as to what you have tested. Phil is testing all the time new products. He gets hundreds of them every week to test because people that run the produce businesses around the country in supermarkets know that he is the man that you want to get to report one way or another on whether your product is any good. And so you usually have a number of actually something you people want to check this out almost every day, right, at supermarketguru.com?
Absolutely. And in fact, what we find is a lot of our, and I've been rating products for a long time, what we find is a lot of supermarkets actually, their buyers are looking at our new product hits and misses, and that determines what they're going to buy and what they're not going to buy. So if we have a product that's a hit, I'll always get the email from these people that say, oh, my God, thank you. You know, the buyer from Kroger called me, and I've been trying to talk to them forever, and nothing's happened. Well, I don't like the first product I'm going to talk about. It's called Soothie Suckers. It's an immune booster ice pop. And this is designed for kids. And, you know, it's an ice pop that's loaded with different herbs and stuff
sure
like
it
that.
Is.
No, I'm
sugar
sorry.
Sugar included, yeah.
It just doesn't need to be. And right on the package, they talk about what herbs are good for which kids at which age. Way too complicated. It's an ice pop. you know? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and then we have Aunt Jemima oatmeal pancakes. These are frozen, microwavable pancakes that are actually, you know, okay.
Well,
these are okay. Yeah, I like them. They're not a hit by any
time,
means, but they're
Phil,
okay.
Anytime you use the microwave, I've been off on this toot for a long time, and last week I actually had an expert on who talked about, and you and I have back and forthed on this for a long time, microwaves and microwavable product. It isn't the product that's bad, it's using the microwave. Microwaves and their most generic form, most developed and newest form are just plain bad. There is nothing. The one thing that this expert told me, and I hadn't thought about it before, we're talking about food and what goes on when you put it in the microwave. It starts cooking it and gets it warm, but because the microwaves are in the food, when you eat it, it's still cooking. So when you swallow something that you've cooked in the microwave, as you put it, into your mouth and goes down your throat, into your stomach, it is still cooking. It is still the heat and what's going on and the molecular structure of it is going down your throat into your stomach as it still cooks. That's not good for you. So, anyway, that may be a...
Well, and the way, you know, microwaves work, it's actually vibrating the molecules.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you think about cooking, it's not cooking like on a stove. It's just vibrating molecules.
Yeah. Yeah.
To your point, they're vibrating as you swallow them.
Yep.
Nice. But, you know, if you've got a sore throat, maybe it helps.
But sure, right, exactly. Doctor Phil is brought to you by the folks at Bumblebee Tuna. They have wonderful ideas about how to use their products that are, you know, Phil loves to talk about taste and his voice. There's something about Phil Lempert's voice that when he says it tastes good, it sounds like it tastes. You know, the word taste, the way he says it. And when he talks about Bumblebee, when you talk about Bumblebee tuna and how great it tastes, I'm having it with eggs no matter what. But go ahead.
No, you don't have tuna with eggs. But one of the things that I love about Bumblebee is they've come up. This is a company that has always been very innovative, whether it was putting the tuna in the pouches, which I love. I don't know if you're a canned tuna guy.
Yes, I am.
Or I'm not. I'm a pouch tuna guy.
Okay.
I just think it tastes fresher, it's easier, all of the above. But they have these flavored tunas now. And, you know, the spicy Thai chili tuna.
Not chocolate tuna. They don't have chocolate tuna yet, right?
Now, where do you come up with these combinations? Chocolate tuna, eggs with tuna. The reality, and here's the time for the commercial from our sponsor. Fish is one of the healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest to prepare foods on the market. In fact, groups such as the USDA MyPlate program and the World Health Organization not only recommends eating fish for a variety of health benefits, including fighting heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and depression in adults, and promoting brain development in babies. What about brain development in us? Mm. But also emphasizes the risk of not eating enough fish as well. A lot of us are confused about how to incorporate more fish into our diets, but you don't have to be. Take a can of tuna like Bumblebee Sensations Tuna Medley Spicy Thai Chili. Peel off the foil lid and scoop it into the center of a 10-inch flour tortilla. Add shredded cheese, lettuce, and diced tomatoes, and voila, a nutritious dinner is served the quick and easy way. Tuna is high in omega-3s that are good for our hearts, high in protein, and low in fat. Only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout. Bumblebee Sensations Seasoned Tuna Medleys are available in 3 delicious varieties that are an easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you healthy? If you're healthy, chances are you're happy. They go hand in hand. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here as the host of this Good Day Weekend Hour, focused on your food choices, and there are plenty of them. Plus, how do you find some of these? Here's a fascinating new iPhone app. This is something technology, you're much better at technology than am I, Phil.
Yes.
I'm not good at it.
I'll take that.
Yeah, no, you are. So learning how to use this stuff and having new things available for you to try all the time is wonderful. And that's where we come into this Boston-based company that has free web and mobile apps. So you'll introduce us to the person who's the head of product development there?
Exactly. Trevor Markels is with us. MeU Health is the company. And Munch 5 a Day is a free new iPhone app. Trapper, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Certainly, and, you know, Doug, you and I talk about this a lot, but certainly as I see the world is mobile, whether it's checking out in the supermarket, whether it's figuring out what to buy, what to eat, what the source of foods are, you know, apps are where it's at. So whenever I see an app like Munch 5 a Day, we've got to tell everybody about it. So, Trapper, tell us, first up, what's the objective of Munch 5 a Day and how does it work?
Yeah, Munch 5 a Day is really a host of a whole set of applications that we're just trying to understand the power of small actions. How can you create applications that introduce people to a very small thing that they could do each day, a small change that they could make that could have a big impact on their health and well-being? And in this case, it was the idea of how can we make people aware of the servings of fruits and vegetables that is sort of recommended they get each day, and how can we take that choice or that opportunity to get those five servings of fruits and vegetables each day and come up with a way to make them more mindful of how they can do that by taking it, putting it somewhere where they're going to see it and have access to it on a mobile device as they go throughout their day, and give them the opportunity to sort of track and find out how maybe easy or how maybe difficult it is to find fruits and vegetables and incorporate them into their life.
Well, here's the problem that I have, and Doug, you know, help me out on this. We know that fruits and vegetables are good for us. We know that. I mean, there's clinical science, fact-based, that says eat more fruits and vegetables and you will, you know, rid yourself or avoid heart disease and cancer and diabetes and everything else.
Pretty much anything, yeah.
Yeah. So there's no question about it. So we consume about, you know, a little over three servings a day. So the industry comes out with posters that say 5 a day, with the idea that we're going to, by just looking at a poster, consume 5 servings. Hasn't helped. So what does the industry do? They spend millions of dollars, and they print new posters that say 9 a day. We couldn't get 5 a day working, so now we're pushing 9 a day. So that's why apps like this are just so important. So,
yeah, I mean,
so
we
Trapper,
really,
tell
we
us,
really see
you
it
know, and again, it's
we...
radio, so people can't see the app. What does it do? Specifically, you know, when I open the app on my iPhone, what does it do?
So when you launch the app on your iPhone, you're introduced to the world of Farmer Munch and the opportunity to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables on his farm.
See, now that could have been Doug. Doug's a farmer, by the way. So instead of Farmer Munch, it could have been
Farmer Doug.
Farmer Doug.
Right.
Which would have been much better. But, okay.
And so it's set, you know, for 5. I mean, you could go for 9 if you want to change it, but it's set for 5. And so when you launch the app, what it does is it puts a little notification on the home screen of your iPhone over the icon in that sort of that red token that shows you how many servings you have to eat today. And so as you eat a serving of fruit or a serving of vegetable, you click the icon and you click one of the fruit or the vegetable. And it'll make a satisfying little munching sound as it eats the vegetable, and then it banks it in your progress bar. If it's a vegetable, it's a green dot. If it's a fruit, it's a red dot. And and then the goal is to really fill the bar. And as you do that, then you're as you get to 5, you complete your day. There's a celebration moment. You can share that celebration across social media, so you can post that accomplishment to Facebook, to Twitter. And then there's some simple achievements that you try and shoot for. So, you know, how many days in a row can you go getting 5 servings of fruits and vegetables? How many total fruits can you munch? How many total vegetables can you munch? So just a whole framework for sort of creating moments of celebration and sharing to hopefully make the healthy behaviors that you're starting to create propagate to your friends and family across virtual social networks.
It's the reward syndrome. We'll talk more about this in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. Here I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888, well, let's try 800-510-8255. Let's get ready to connect. Or email, Phil has any number of websites. The Supermarket Guru is the best one. I think there are a lot of people around the country and around the world who benefit from his work. As a matter of fact, a lot of people around the country and around the world listening on great radio stations at DougStephan.com and at CRNDigital.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious,
premium storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
It's now 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. We have supermarket guru Phil Lempert here, and we're talking at the moment about this new app that provides you with incentives, I guess, Phil. That would be the way I look at it. Munch 5. It's Munch 5 a day, I guess. That's if you're going to look this up, you look for Munch 5 a day. As an iPhone
and the number app. And the number 5.
5, exactly. So yes, Munch 5 a day. And this is the way that Trapper Mark has explained it so far sounds like it's for children. But I guess you could use this, right, Trapper, for adults as well? Where did he go?
Really everybody to try to use and to figure out how they can incorporate more servings of fruits and vegetables into their day. I mean, we've had people write in saying they've been using it. As adults, they've been using it to sort of track their own New Year's resolutions to try and get 5 servings each day. And a simple tool like this can really help help them track their progress and hold them accountable to it.
Mm-hmm. And also, Doug, just to your point about kids versus adults, keep in mind that probably the fastest growing aspect of mobile is gaming. And with adults, whether it's Angry Birds or whatever else, we like to be entertained.
Farmville is another one, yeah.
Yeah, whether whether we're kids or adults or whatever else. And that's what I think that, you know, Munch 5 a Day does so well. I mean, I downloaded it on my iPhone, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever.
Really?
I don't use it as much as I should, though. I shouldn't admit that.
Well, does it come back? Does it come up, Trapper, automatically? You set it to come up automatically, or do you have to put it? Does it ask you at a certain time of day, have you had breakfast yet? What'd you have? Lunch and that sort of thing?
No, it doesn't prompt you automatically. The only major prompting is really that token staring at you saying, all right, you have 5 left, you have 4 left, you have 2 left. So it's you know, you open up your phone. Every time you open your phone, you see the Munch icon and you see the token on there saying how far you have left to go. And so that's sort of the main motivator to keep you reminded. And then that resets every day back to back to whatever your goal is in the default case 5.
What the heck are you doing? Are you on this?
That's me playing the app here.
Is that
I just ate an apple.
Really? Oh, cool. There it is. Yeah, that's what I thought you were playing with. It. Yeah. Munch 5 a Day, an iPhone app. Check it out. It looks to be extraordinarily helpful and yet another tool to try to keep you on the healthy, well-balanced diet routine that we all ought to be on. Trapper, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, guys.
Good luck for that. For these sorts of things, we are all thankful. For the ingenuity that is part of the human condition. People are still, even though we discourage it in our country these days, coming up with ideas and trying to market them and make a business out of it. God bless the guy for trying. The fact that farmers and some food executives are looking around and wondering why people are paying more. You've been studying this. What is driving food prices higher? Some things are obvious, some are not. Apparently, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the people who are in our country hoarding food, remember this Harold Camping, who was the guy who ran, he's like 90 years old, and he said the world was going to come to an end 6 months ago, and then he said, oh, no, it's October 21st. Well, hey, guess what? October 21st came and left, and we're still here. But people like that, and the message that is there that more and more people are paying attention to because people are frustrated, kind of, Phil, with what's going on, a number of people hoarding food has grown tremendously, and it's actually caused shortages in grocery stores here in California and elsewhere, not only in our country, but around the world. And
absolutely.
You wonder, because we are sort of focused on trying to find more food for everybody, is there a danger that folks would hoard too much food, do you think? What do you know about food hoarding?
Yeah, you know, I think there's two things at play. Number one is people are hoarding food when they see something on sale because they know that food prices are going up. The Consumer Price Index came out this past week. And with that, you know, no major surprises. Food up so far this year, 6.2% for food at home. We have fats and oils up almost 12%. We've got dairy up like 11%. Gasoline prices up 33.3%. So people are hoarding food for that reason. Then you've got the wackos that are out there that are saying the world's coming to an end, so I've got to have enough food in my basement so that when the world comes to an end, I'm going to be the only one left alive. Hello?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be able to eat peanut butter and canned soup.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I'm not quite convinced.
But there is a lot of that going on, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, there is.
And you know, I've got to tell you something. I think it's time for all of us just to take a deep breath, relax a little bit. You know, the world is a mess, whether it comes to food or politics or wars or whatever else. And, you know, if we're going to get through this situation, we've all got to work on it together. And we've all got to be, you know, a little bit more open to what's, you know, going on around us if we're going to survive. And I don't think we are.
You don't think we are going to survive? You don't think we are aware?
I don't think that we're aware. You know, I do think we're going to survive. I hope we're going to survive.
No, we are.
We've got to do a show next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look around everything that's going on, and you just want to move to a desert island somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking at, going back to what we were talking about, these apps and the technology that's around, the information you can get. Even if you're still only using a cell phone, the kinds of things that you as a consumer can have, if you know how to use it, it's a tool. Food is number one on most people's list of needs, right?
Yes.
And so you can find on cell phones a lot of the information that's there. You just have to know how to use the tool. I think that's what I'm underscoring here. Whether you use a computer, you have the tool is the cell phone or the computer, and the apps or the things that you use on it. Facebook. I know there are a lot of, you have a very active Facebook page, and so do I. You have a lot of things on YouTube, Supermarket Guru on YouTube, tons of these things, and the iPods and the downloads of these things. This is all there for you to use, and all of them are free. That's what most people are not taking advantage of these things. Why wouldn't you? If you learn, this stuff is not going away, folks. These tools are here with us to stay, so why not use them? There are terrific. We find posts are at DougStephan.com in the Better Living Box. Every day we have something from one of your blogs. And next to that is the Queen of Cheap Box, where we have a lot of things, a lot of food items, a lot of ways to save. And it's all things that if you know how to use these tools that are around today, both the equipment and the tools that are available on these pieces of equipment, you can save a lot of dough. And you can be smarter about the way you live. I think that's one of the reasons, if not any other reason, that's the reason to embrace all this stuff, Phil.
Absolutely. And if you take a look at people who are not using these free tools to do it, they come up with all kinds of excuses, whether it's, you know, I don't like technology or I'm concerned about privacy issues or whatever else. Get past it, really. You know, this is the world today. And, you know, I still run across people, and you're going to be shocked of, but people who say, I don't use email. No. You know, I find email very impersonal, whatever else. You know, in today's world that moves so quickly and whatever else, how could you not use email?
Well, it's almost impossible to be in touch with people anymore if you're not on email. I think
the primary way that I communicate with, whether it's folks, you know, at Supermarket Guru or outsiders or whatever else, is email. That's my primary. In fact, on my voicemail, if you call my voicemail, it will say to you, you know, not available right now. The best way to get me is email me. I'll look at that faster than listening to voicemail.
Right. I don't call you. I go back and forth with an email. Right.
Yeah.
In a moment, we're going to meet the author of Wheat Belly. Dr. Bill Davis will be with us. We're going to talk about how to lose weight. The theory here is that if you're eating wheat-based products, you ought not to be. If you're off of them, you'll become healthier. Let's find out what his premise is in just a moment here as we continue with the information, the conversation, entertaining thoughts. You're entertaining the thoughts that we have, and we're trying to entertain you with these thoughts. So help yourself to the continuation of our Supermarket Guru visit with Phil Lempert here on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children. And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Here we are on the Good Day Weekend program. We are not .org. We are .com, supermarketguru.com, dougsteffen.com, here with information on food and the process of eating, what you're eating, how are you eating it, what's good for you, what isn't. There are some generically intelligent things to look at and listen to when it comes to advice. Some things, some people do well with certain kinds of foods, and some people have allergies. But I think we all, Phil, have an allergy to wheat, it would appear. So we have Dr. Bill Davis with us, who's the author of Wheat Belly. This is a way for you to lose weight, stopping. But Dr. Davis, isn't wheat in almost everything? You don't really know. Wheat, it seems to be pervasive. I've tried to avoid it, and it's pretty hard to do, isn't it?
You're right. It is nearly everything. I don't think it's quite so hard to do. It does mean returning to real foods, that is, ones not fiddled with by food manufacturers. But I think it's there for a reason. I don't think this is an accident, by the way. Something to know about. The gliadin protein, unique to wheat, is an appetite stimulant. In other words, if I'm a food manufacturer and I want to put as much wheat as I can in all processed foods, it serves me a purpose of increasing appetite. Because people who consume wheat consume, on average, 400 calories more per day. So if all you did was say, no more wheat, but I'm not going to restrict any other calories. I'm going to have ice cream when I want it. I'm going to have candy bars if I want it. I don't think this is a good idea, but this is just to make a point. If you eliminate wheat but don't restrict other foods, your calorie intake goes down 400 calories per day.
Wait. Dr. Davis, let me ask you a question. Where does that stat come from? Let's start there, because when we look at 400 calories a day, that's probably about 15% to 20% of what the average American consumes. That's a huge number. So, you know, and everybody's going gluten-free, you know, wheat-free and whatever else. Quantify that number. Where did that number come from?
It comes from a number of studies. It comes from for instance, the celiac experience, people who have to eliminate wheat because they have this destructive disease called celiac disease in their intestinal tract. So if they eliminate all wheat, but don't restrict anything else. In fact, we'll often eat these, what I call junk carbs, gluten-free foods. They'll have a calorie reduction of 400 calories per day. If you do this in clinical trials or you take wheat out of diet, calorie intake goes down 400 calories per day. If you do it a different way, what if instead of cutting wheat out of your diet, I give you an opiate-blocking drug? Now, there's only one group of foods that causes opiates in the bloodstream, and that's the gliadin protein of wheat. So if I, instead of taking wheat out of your diet, I give you a drug like naltrexone, an opiate-blocking drug, your calorie intake goes down 400 calories per day. It's a very, very repetitive theme in the literature. Wheat causes consumption of 400 more calories per day. I think it's
okay, so again, to the point, there are clinical studies, and, you know, we don't have to, you know, I'm not asking you to name, but there are clinical studies that prove that 400 calories a day less if you eliminate wheat. Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, it was misinterpreted by the researchers doing many of these studies. And they would say, well, there's an odd reduction in calories of 400 calories per day. It must be because of lack of choice. But it's been such a common and repetitive theme. It's not a lack of choice. In fact, I do this in real life. And I can tell you there's plenty of choice. You know, there's still olive oil, olives, cheese, meats, eggs, vegetables.
Certainly, especially today, where you have all these gluten-free foods that are out there. You've got great rice pastas. I made rice pasta yesterday for lunch. That is just as tasty, and, you know, frankly, I like it better because it's heavy.
Well, you make a good point. There's a second layer to this conversation. We take out undesired components of diet, that is this modern genetically altered thing called wheat, but we don't replace it with gluten-free foods.
Mm. All right, hold that thought for a second, Dr. Davis. Dr. William Davis is a preventative cardiologist. A unique wheat-free approach to diet is what we're talking about here on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, on the air.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Wheat bread, not good, according to Dr. William Davis, who's here with us, the author of Wheat Belly, Lose the Weight and Lose the Wheat, Lose the Weight. I have a touch of celiac, Dr. Davis, not a serious case of it, but I am careful about wheat, stay away from it for the most part. I've always thought, you know, the way it's portrayed here, wheat bread, we have vast, through the upper Midwest in our country and the southern part of Canada, we have millions of acres devoted to growing wheat. Should we stop? Are there a lot of subsidies that are given to wheat farmers? Should we just stop growing wheat, period? Would that end the problem? Just stop it.
Well, let me make clear that I'm not proposing that we pass legislation or anything. This is information for the consumer, for the individual to use, should they choose to follow it. So I do think it's wise, though, to begin that conversion, because I think we're going to see a widespread reduction in wheat consumption if we have the people who are gluten-sensitive. And by the way, this is not a gluten elimination for the gluten-sensitive. This is wheat elimination for everybody.
Right.
Because this impacts everybody, not just people with celiac or gluten sensitivity, which is a relatively small number. But I think farmers should start to make that conversion. In fact, I think some of them are actually contacting me and asking about the advisability of shifting over to heritage or heirloom forms of wheat, which I think is better. It's not bad, but it's not perfect, but it's better.
See, I think everybody should stop growing wheat and just start growing hemp.
Hemp.
You know, I'm serious. There's legislation right now in California, and hopefully Jerry Brown will pass it to grow hemp so that we can go back. And that was one of the first crops here. I mean, if you look at George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, they were all hemp farmers.
They were. That's true.
They were.
Yep.
That'd be better. That'd be a lot better.
Much better. Yep. All right, so learn your, take apart this stuff and see if it applies to you. Something to check out. The book again is called Wheat Belly, Lose the Wheat, Lose the Weight, and Find Your Path Back to Health. Dr. Davis, thank you for joining us here on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, is here. Don't forget to get his hits and misses. I saw something when I'm nosing around, especially when I spend time. You spend more time on a plane than I do.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but at this time, from this time of year through the early spring, I'll spend a lot of time on an airplane. And so as I sort of read a lot of these things, I expose myself to pretty much everything that I can put my hands on. And so I saw this article about the foods, the time of year that we are in, will predicate what the best foods are. And
right.
So under the circumstances, I'm looking at this thing, the number one, the healthiest food around right now for this time of year, pumpkin.
I don't know. I'm a huge fan of pumpkin.
We have a lot of pumpkin ice cream that we're selling at the farm store, the dairy store. Pumpkin ice cream, very good. Pumpkin pies, that sort of thing. But apparently, it is very, it's apples at this time of year, beets, pumpkin.
Pumpkin, you know, is also very rich in beta carotene.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
The problem that I've got with apples, unless you are actually in an area that you know that the apples are fresh, keep in mind that most apples are actually picked and then stored. They can be stored for 6 months, 12 months, a year in these huge silos. And getting back to pumpkins for a second, actually tomorrow on the way back to Los Angeles, I'm going to stop at a pumpkin farm to buy my Halloween pumpkin.
Pumpkin seeds are very good
pumpkin
for you.
Pumpkin seeds are great.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I love pumpkin seeds.
You know, to speak to the apple business, I have a friend who's in the apple business. I sell a lot of apple cider at my farm, and I also take the apple, what's left of the press material, and feed it to the cows. And this fellow has the largest, this fellow I get the stuff from, largest of all of the people doing this in New England. And it is amazing where he gets his apples. He has his own orchards. He's got 400 acres of orchards. Goes through that in, like, months. And then he goes around New England and finds whatever he can for apples. And he had to go out to Seattle last year. He even got apples from Asia to keep his
presses. Oh, do you know that, like, 99.9% of all the apple juice sold in this country, I don't care what the brand is, comes from China.
Yeah, a lot of it does now. You know what else is good? We mentioned beets. Beets are extraordinarily good for you.
Beets are fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm not a beet eater.
If you cook them the right way, they're yummy. And Brussels sprouts, these are, again, things that are available now. Brussels sprouts have I didn't like them as a kid, but they weren't prepared well. Just put, you know, you can do the oils and stuff on them. And
so you're blaming your mother for not cooking Brussels sprouts.
I'm sorry to say that, yeah. SupermarketGuru.com. Check it out. Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox every single day. 59 past the hour on the Good End Weekend program.